The next patient is Ginger Davidson. The last name is Davidson. Number one, clinical case of a 57-year-old white female patient of Dr. Rockies, Rokuiz, who has been referred to this office for the management of the CKD stage 4. Initially, it was a significant proteinuria, 5 grams. And this proteinuria has been changing. The latest proteinuria that we have recorded is 1.9 grams per gram of creatinine. The patient has been placed on Mounjaro. The blood sugar control has been much improved. The patient has been increased the administration of Jardiance to 10 milligrams every day without any changes in the kidney function. Quite the opposite. The serum creatinine that was 2.3 now is down to 1.9. And the estimated GFR has increased to 30. So I encourage the patient to continue losing weight and we are going to monitor the weight, the hemoglobin A1C, the protein creatinine ratio and the kidney function in order to make further adjustments. I think this Jardiance could be increased to 30 milligrams, I mean to 25 milligrams on daily basis. And if we obtain a better potassium, the use of the non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor could be also part of the therapy. Following number, morbid obesity that is under treatment with the diet and the Mounjaro. The patient has lost more than 20 pounds in this year, and we are encouraging her to lose another 10 pounds in the next 3 months. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control with a hemoglobin A1C that was 7%. On February 20 of 2024. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia, has been treated with allopurinol. The uric acid went down to 3.7, and the pains and aches that the patient had in the lower extremities have improved. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, anemia. This patient goes to the cancer center, and she gets iron infusions. And the hemoglobin is reported at 11. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has Charcot's joint. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. In general, there is improvement of the condition, and we have to be persistent in order to continue with the improvement. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we encourage the patient to continue taking the sodium bicarbonate. The CO2 is 23.